Derek James has been marking the anniversary of D-Day this week with various stories of local war heroes. Stephen Bumphrey will read two of these, starting with Bill Oliver, sometimes known as the Kind Traffic Warden.
This is the story of the gentleman known in Norwich as the Kind Traffic Warden. But what a life he'd led, fighting on the beaches and deserts of North Africa, and then across Europe with the tough Gordon Highlanders. His full name was Walter William Oliver, known as William or Bill, and he was born in Norwich in 1923. Times were tough. His father served in the First World War with the 17th Lancers, and like so many others then, found it almost impossible to get work when he returned home. They lived on Aylsham Road. His mum and dad were William and Dorothy. He had a brother, Jack, and their Scottish grandmother lived with them. He would sit on his dad's bicycle crossbar as he cycled across Norfolk looking for a job. If we had one egg on a Sunday for four people, then we were very rich indeed, he said. For summer holidays, they went to Great Yarmouth for one day and were allowed one ice cream, one packet of crisps, and two lemonades. We didn't have much, but my dad was a happy, laughing man who loved his family very much. He could make a cold, rainy day seem like a hot day in June, and I loved and respected him very much, said Bill. He went to Philadelphia Infant School and then Angel Road Senior. One of his mates was Ronnie Gant. We used to go everywhere together. I could fill a book on the things we did. Our childhood and teenage years were very happy. Bill left school at 14 and got a job as an errand boy at the Home and Colonial grocery shop. People in those days shared each other's good fortunes. The ladies used to run their hands through my red hair, give me a tip and tell me what a lovely boy I was. Times were changing. The country was on the brink of war. His grandma's men were Gordon Highlanders, so at 16 he fibbed about his age and headed up north. After many months of training, he volunteered for the commandos. We took some of the toughest training ever devised to make or break us. We were taught day and night, blindfolded and with our eyes uncovered, how to strip and assemble rifles, Bren guns, and the few Thompson machine guns we had, said Bill. We were taken to the commando training grounds, where we were given intensive training on how to kill people with your bare hands, feet, and also a variety of knives, guns, cheese wire, and anything that might be lying around, he added. He went into Europe, where he was fighting the enemy in Norway and in France, then to the beaches and deserts of North Africa as part of the 6th Armoured Division. On one occasion, he was the only member of the crew left alive when his tank was hit and burst into flames. He says, I was the only one of five, laying in the dust, burnt, bleeding from a bullet wound in my leg. Bill went on to Italy, where he and others were taken prisoner by Germans. They made them tea, which was foul, so Bill and his comrades brewed up a good cup of British tea. They were surprised at the quality of our tea and cigarettes, he says. Eventually, the Americans arrived, and they took the Germans prisoner. They treated us very well, he said. By the time of D-Day, Bill and his mate Jock were sent to the Staffordshire Yeomanry into the reconnaissance troop. All along the French coast, the Germans had used forced labour to build what they called Fortress Europe, from massive pillboxes with dirty great guns pointing at us. We hit the beach at a place called La Briche with my old friend from Number 4 Commando. We were to race as fast to relieve 6 airborne who had been dropped by parachute and glider to take the Orne bridges, he said. Bill, by then a corporal, was told to take 6 men and get some chaps out of the cottage where they'd been held up after being attacked. Jack kicked open the door, and a British voice says, "We're in here, wounded." It was slightly dark inside, so then, he said, I asked how many wounded. A good old Norfolk voice said, "6, and who the hell are you?" I told him who I was, and out of the darkened room came, "Bloody Ginger Oliver, get us out of here." It was none other than his old mate from childhood, Ronnie Gant. And then, a few months on, his parents back in Norwich received a black-edged telegram saying he'd been killed in action. Sometime later, they heard the sound of army boots on the silent street in the early hours, and then a knock at the door. Bill was back.
Thank you, Stephen.